God bless you.
Amen. Take a seat, everybody. Praise God. So good to be here. After a couple of weeks we spent in Papua New Guinea, well, 10 days anyway, I've got to say it was an amazing trip. And to see so an area that was so different and see your people that love the Lord. And I mean, I could spend all this morning talking about our adventure in Papua New Guinea, but I would like to just to say that don't ever stop being hungry for the Lord. Don't ever stop being hungry for the Lord. For these people over there, they were just so hungry for the things of God. And I just want to encourage you this morning, stay hungry, stay passionate for the Lord, stay on track for God, because he's got special plans for each and every one of us. And so this morning I'm going to bring a word, and I had a message already prepared, and then till about Friday God said, "Nah, you're not doing that one." And I'm thinking, Friday, come on, Lord, you know, it's getting a bit close here. And so I'm waiting, and God spoke. And, you know, I think about how we have houses and we have places that need to be fixed. You know, there's not a thing around a house that you can't fix. You know, I've been living in long enough to figure out that every time I go to fix something, there's always something else that needs fixing. Anyone experience that? It's never ending. It just keeps happening. It keeps getting fixed. You fix something and something else breaks. It's like, wow. And you know, I thought about it and I thought, this is our Christian life. We weren't born perfect into this world. We weren't. You know, if we were perfect, we would have been raptured straight into heaven. But we're not. And our life is in continual maintenance. It needs fixing. And the only way we can do that is through Jesus. And we need to remember that when we put our trust in God, we're not trusting in the world, we're trusting God. We're saying, God, we know that you're going to fix the things that need to be fixed so we can be more perfect, so we can be more like you, Jesus. And so this morning I just want to bring a word out of the main text, which is in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 15. Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 15. And it says here, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." And this morning I want to speak on the thought, little foxes in the vines. Little foxes in the vines. We should never underestimate, and I'm speaking from personal experience here, the damage little things can do in your life. Just little things. You know, the destruction of a life once shaped into the beauty of God, now marred by the foxes of distraction. And this morning I want to talk about distractions in the Christian life. You know, it's important that we understand what these distractions are. Why? Because we want to be improved on. We want God to develop us. We want God to take out those little things that are marring the perfection of God in our life. What are the little things that cause so much trouble for Christians? You know, I can talk about devices and media and everything else, but I really want to get a more biblical approach this morning. You know, the Bible references a lot of little things, surprisingly. It actually references the little things. And I want to talk about the first fox called laziness. The first fox is called laziness. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. "How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, a little laziness." Laziness destroys progress, creates more problems in the long run. Nothing ever got done when you were lazy. You know, my house never got maintenance on it when I decided to do nothing on it. The door's not going to fix itself. The hinges aren't going to stop squeaking all of a sudden because I want them to. I have to do the work. Gardens never got fixed, weeded, all by themselves. I've never seen a weed pull itself out of the ground. I have to do that. And in the Christian life, we can't afford to be lazy. We can't. We can't afford to sit back and let somebody else do the work. You know, it's all good and well, and this is going to be a tough message this morning. It's all good and well that we can turn up. Anyone can turn up. In fact, I encourage you, when you, things are not going your way, turn up. It's important that you do that. But go a little bit further than just turning up. Get involved. Get involved with something. You know, God called you out of this world and called you into his presence for a reason. It's not to sit back and enjoy yourself. Yes, we can do that. But it's actually to be involved in the kingdom of God and doing the things of God. You know, verse 11 of that same scripture, it says this, "So shall thy poverty come as one that travelleth, and thy want as an armed man." If you're struggling in life with the lack of blessings in your life, check your life out. Are you being too lazy to spend time with God? Through his word, in prayer, in fellowship, in being with people, are you too lazy? Or is it just too much bother, too much trouble? And you know, that's where a lot of people get to. I'm just too tired at the moment, God, to pray. Too tired to read your word, too tired just to do this. We all get tired. Even Jesus got tired. But he yet spent time praying. This is Jesus, God of heaven. He took some time out to pray. We need to do the same thing. I urge you to rise up from the attitude of slumber. Take control of this area in your life. And like Paul said, I strive for the high calling of God. I push, I persevere, I make a way through. He didn't say, I sit back and I rest and I let somebody else do it all. No, he said, I strive. Let's do that today. There is another fox, and it's called folly. The little fox of folly. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 1. It says in Ecclesiastes 10 verse 1, "Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savour. So doth a little folly, him that is in reputation for wisdom and honour." The word folly in Hebrew means foolishness or silliness. You know, it's crazy how destructive this little fox is. I've seen people, and this is what I'm talking, people in reputation, people who've spent years building a reputation, with one act of silliness, one act of foolishness, destroy it. The destruction didn't just affect them, it affected everyone else around them, their family, their friends, everyone got affected by that. The notion that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me is a lie. We need to be careful how we act. How we say things. Please don't misconstrue what I'm saying. You can have fun. I enjoy having fun. You can have a laugh. You can enjoy yourself. God gave us an abundant life to enjoy. But what we don't need to do is, in an act of foolishness or silliness, say something that we regret. Do something that we regret. You know, there's things in my life I wish I could take back, but I can't because it's already been said and done. And this morning, if I can encourage you, get rid of the fox of folly. Get rid of that spirit that will take away your reputation, that will destroy you as a Christian. You know, Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 says, "But I say unto you," This is Jesus, that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Everything that we say, we're going to have to give an account for. Everything. It's time to take control of these flocks. You know, we need to say to it, you have no place in my life. Get behind me in Jesus' name. I take control of this in Jesus' name. Do whatever you have to do to maintain a good reputation with Jesus. Because you're the one that's representing him. You're representing his name. You're representing his identity. You're his representative on earth. Another fox. The fox called Little Faith. Little Faith. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 30. It says, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Little faith. You know, the Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible. Hebrews 11:6 tells us, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How often we decide to take matters into our own hands. We try to find solutions for problems. That we, if we put them in the hands of God, we would have been so much better off. The fact that Jesus even said we only need a little faith the size of a grain of mustard seed to move a mountain. You know, God's disappointment is not to do with the size of our faith. It's not to do with that at all. But that we do not take advantage of those moments to increase our faith when they come our way. You know, who goes to the Lord in prayer when they're sick? Who goes to the Lord in prayer when they've got some financial difficulty? Who goes to the Lord in prayer when they need some thoughts answered? Or do you go to see a doctor first? Or do you go to see a financial manager? None of these things are wrong, but I'm just saying, do you go to God first or do you go to other things first? What priorities have you set in your life? We need to increase our faith. We don't need little faith because God gets disappointed in little faith. Oh, ye little faith. You know, he said the same thing to his disciples. Many times he said, why did you doubt? There's these scriptures in there. God doesn't want us to live like that. So how do we increase our faith so the fox of little faith no longer hinders us? As I mentioned before, we can do it through the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Word of God. Faith will become stronger through prayer. When it comes to the little things in life, put your faith in God and watch what God will do. You know, faith is like exercising a muscle, and we've heard this example many times. The more exercise you give that muscle, the bigger the muscle gets, right? I spend a lot of time exercising this muscle, and it keeps getting bigger as well. But we need to be doing something with our faith. Amen? And there's another little fox, a fox called Little Love. In Luke chapter 7 and verse 47. Luke 7 and verse 47. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. There are three things that hurt God and insult him. There are three things. One, little love. 2, lost love. And 3, leaving your first love. The 3 things that hurt God. Revelation 2:4 says, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because you have left your first love." Has your love for the Lord waned over the last couple of weeks, months, years? How much have you said to Jesus lately, "I love you"? Not just with what you say, but what you do. You know, people, they will look at you first before they look at what you say. So many people will go, "I can see something different about you," without even you having to say a word. They will see that. Because you love Jesus. Your life shines that. And then you follow it up with what you say. You know, this fox, if left unattended, will destroy your relationship with God and leave you in a dangerous place. You know what they call that dangerous place? Mediocrity. Mediocrity. The place where nothing matters. I can stand on this side and I can stand on that side. Doesn't matter anymore. I love living in the grey area. God doesn't call us to live in that area. You know what he says? "I would rather you hot or cold." But if you're lukewarm, if you're living in the grey area all the time, you know what the Bible says? God says, "I will spew you out of my mouth." He wants us to love him. Love him. And it's not just a once a week thing. We love Jesus every day. 24/7, we love Jesus. I don't want to have little love for God. I don't want to have no love for God. I don't want to leave my first love. And you know what the answer is? Jesus said this, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." That's what Jesus said. You've got to love God with everything that's in you. Not a little love or lost love. There isn't room for anything else to take my love away from God. I ask you the question, what can separate you from the love of God? Nothing. Only you can separate you from the love of God. It's time to kick that little fox out and say, "You've got no place in my life, because I love Jesus with everything I am, everything I do, everything I say. I love Jesus with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength." That is how we love the Lord. And what about the fox called a little leaven? A little leaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6 says this, "Your glorying is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump?" There's not much I can add here other than to say leaven in this case refers to sin. Who here likes to have a little disease in the body? No? No one wants to have a disease in their body? Ooh, I enjoy having a disease in my body. It's great. No, we don't like having disease in our body at all. It's a bit like sin. A little sin in the body destroys the whole body. We shouldn't have a little sin in our life. We should be saying, "No, I don't want to have sin. I don't want to live for sin. I don't want that leaven in my life, because a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump." A little sin will create the whole body and take it into sin. It won't matter much. It does matter. It does matter. Sin matters to God. God hates sin. Simple as that. God doesn't change. He hated sin in the beginning. He hated sin in the Old Testament. He hated sin in the New Testament. He still hates sin. God doesn't change. We should be fleeing from sin, fleeing from temptation. We shouldn't be running to it. Because I don't want just that little bit of sin to infect me, to create a disease in my soul. Sin will take you farther than you expected to go. It will keep you longer than you ever intended to stay. It will cost you more than you ever expected to pay that sin. Repent from your sins and get rid of the little fox in your life. Get rid of that leaven and start walking with God the way he intended. This is a tough message this morning, saints, but we need to hear it. We need to hear it. We don't want the little foxes in our lives, in our hearts, in everything that we do. We don't want those little foxes to destroy the work that God has done in our life. When we allow the little foxes in, they dig holes everywhere. They destroy everything. And with sin, a day of reckoning will come, whether we want it or not, because we will be paid our dues on that day. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Take a hold of the gift of God. I'd rather get the payday that God wants me to have. And we heard it this morning. I want to hear those words in that final day. Well done. Well done. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is our God. He is faithful and just. He won't hold it against you. The little foxes in the vines, they will destroy everything. And you say, oh, it's just one little fox in my life. It's not a problem. But we let one little fox in, then we let the rest of the family in. And then we've got two foxes, then three foxes, then four foxes. And we say, oh, they're only little animals. Who's seen a fox? They're not much bigger than this. You know, a little small dog, they're not very big. But boy, are they destructive. So destructive. I haven't got a long message this morning, but I'd like the musicians to come because I'd like us to spend some time praying this morning. There's not one of us here today that doesn't have a fox that's lingering around our vineyard. And I can say that with full confidence because as I was preparing this message, God was telling me, you've got foxes in your life that need to be dealt with. I was convicted. And it's important that each of us, that we spend some time seeking the Lord, going, God, I need your help. I need some help getting rid of some foxes out of my life. If the devil can't destroy you, he will distract you. And that's what the foxes are. They're all distractions. He will distract you to the point where God is forever relegated to the when I have time and desire, then I will serve you category. Always put in the back seat. There's a true story, and it goes in Greenville, South Carolina. My elderly neighbour owned a lovely picket fence. The fence had a gorgeous ivy vine growing down its entire length. Although the vine grew from one main stalk at approximately every other post, it had been carefully trained back into the ground by my neighbour. One day my dog tunneled under that fence. He damaged the vine by his digging. A few days later, I was shocked to see an entire section of the vine withered on the fence. I apologized to my neighbor. He kindly forgave us. Although he was very understanding, my wife and I felt terrible about the damage because it was a very long time before that vine reclaimed its beauty. If you will allow the little foxes into your life, they will dig down to the roots and destroy the vine of your life. The days, the weeks, the months, the years that you have spent cultivating your spiritual life will be marred by the little foxes or the things that you have allowed to take over. Don't allow the little things in life to work their way into your relationship with God. Don't allow those things to work their way into your family. Don't allow those things to take over everything else. Because they will ruin the vine. They will ruin the beauty of your life. The more foxes you let in, the more damage that will be done. When they all come together, they become a band of thieves, robbers, destroyers. Let's all stand. You know what the distractions are that have been getting in the way of God. You know what they are. You know what you should be doing. You know that. And you know something else? We have a loving God who cares for us, who sees us, who knows us. He's kind and He will forgive us. Lord, I need You. You know that I need You, Lord. Every day, every hour, I need You. Let's spend time seeking the Lord. Let's worship God. Let's spend time seeking His face. Ask God to deal with the little foxes in your life. Ask Him to remove those little foxes. Okay, praise God.